Macmillan Audio presents Stay Where You Are and Then Leave by John Boyne. Read for you by Ewan Morton. Chapter 1. Send Me Away with a Smile. Every night before he went to sleep, Alfie Summerfield tried to remember how life had been before the war began. And with every passing day, it became harder and harder to keep the memories clear in his head. The fighting had started on July 28, 1914. Others might not have remembered that date so easily, but Alfie would never forget it, for that was his birthday. He had turned 5 years old that day, and his parents threw him a party to celebrate, but only a handful of people showed up. Granny Summerfield, who sat in the corner weeping into a handkerchief and saying, "We're finished! We're all finished!" over and over, until Alfie's mum said that if she couldn't get a hold of herself, she would have to leave. Old Bill Hemperton, the Australian from next door, who was about 100 years old and played a trick with his false teeth, sliding them in and out of his mouth, using nothing but his tongue. Alfie's best friend, Kalina Janacek, who lived 3 doors down at number 6, and her father, who ran the sweet shop on the corner and had the shiniest shoes in London. Alfie and